Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Move, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Come on, wait. See, there's an old saying. tell the devil, hell no, won't you leave me alone?
Devil, leave.
Hell no.
Come on, wait.
Tell the no, no, no.
Come on, come on.
Hell to the no. Tell the no, no, no.
Everybody, to another episode of Unmasked with author Terry E. Lyle. And first, before we get kick this thing off, I want to thank all my listeners, north to south, east and west, and all my global listeners. And I want to thank the ones in the United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, the UK, Canada, Syria, Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands. So, you know, that song you just heard was by Bishop Bullwinkle. Now, you know something? Hold on to your hats, because that's him. He's on the mic tonight with us. So, you know, I first want to say hi to my co-hosts, Chris and Mark, but I don't want to waste much time because he's busy. So I just want to say welcome to Bishop Bullwinkle. How you doing, darling?
Oh, great. I'm doing good. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good.
All right. Pretty good.
Excellent.
God is good. God is good. One more day. Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Yep.
And there are people around the world. Give all praise to God. He'll be there for you.
All right.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now, you know, I must admit, Bishop Winkle, I didn't know anything about you until I heard that song that just played Helter, Nah, Nah, Nah. But I heard that you was always into entertainment, and you got a lot of awards. What awards have you received so far?
Well, I got the Being Black Award. I got the Tell the Truth Award. I'm finna get the Hell to the No No Award. I recently got the Entertainer of the Year of Mississippi, Southern Soul Award. So I guess they're going to give me a Grammy, an Emmy, an Oscar, and a whatever else they got. Because I ain't telling nothing but the truth.
It's coming up.
Yeah, around the world. I think about the devil sometime, and I tell him, hell to the no, 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 no. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Tell the devil no, no. Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Round the world, round the world. That's what we tell them.
Great lyrics.
It's just an awesome pleasure to have you here on the mic. So I know we don't have much time with you, so I'm going to get to my co-hosts, let them ask the question. Chris, you can go first, darling, and ask Bishop Bullwinkle what you'd like to ask him.
All right. Hi, Bishop Bullwinkle. My name's Chris Michael Ward. My first question is, do people stop you on the street and sing, Hail to the Gnaw, to the Gnaw, Gnaw, Gnaw?
Yeah, I get it all over the country. People call me on my phone, and they want to sing Hell to the Gnaw. People want me to hear what they've been going through. They think that was a great song. It was a great song, and they like what I'm doing. Some people call, want me to pray for them. I don't pray for nobody. Everybody needs to pray for themselves, because you have not, because you act not. You got to have a relationship with God and let God know all your trust has been put in him.
Amen.
And that's what I believe.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay, well, Mark, it's on you, darling.
Yeah, Bishop. What's it like to have a song go viral with over 22 million views? And how do you turn all those views into cash money? That's what I've always wanted to know.
I want to know when you start working for the Internal Revenue.
Well, I mean, before they get at you, I mean, how do you monetize all those views? You know, because you've heard of YouTube people getting rich off of viral videos.
Right, that's what they say.
So,
that's what I heard too.
That's what you heard, but you haven't experienced it.
I heard that too. I got about 43 million views on that one song.
Did you?
Yes, I do.
Wow. And how long did it take for you to write that song?
All my life. I write about stuff I've seen all my life. To physically put it on the paper, about a couple of hours, that's all.
All right.
It's just good things called reconnecting. I write from experience. That's what I do. I put it all together.
Okay. There you go.
I got another song I wrote about the preachers. Some preachers ain't shit. And I wrote that song, reading some preachers ain't shit because the members ain't shit. And every time a church fall apart, they put it on the preacher. It ain't the preacher, it's the members in the church. So,
yes.
I mean, in any organization, the church is like, right now, it's just like it's a financial institution, another form of banking. Every time something's wrong, they want to point to the leader. But sometimes it's some of the other people in there. You know, you could be the chief, but you got some goddamn renegades or soldiers out there. You got some renegades out there. So
yeah.
That's what we have. We call them bad braids in the camp. Even in the soldier in the military, you have people go AWOL. They go AWOL. So even in your office, your workplace, you have people going against the grain. You have it all the time. But when you put the fear of God in your organization, you're gonna be all right. When everybody on the same page, and that is so hard that I find everybody get on the same page. And you can be the boss all you want, but there's going to be somebody that don't like the boss.
Ain't that
exactly right.
Well, I got a question. They call you Bishop Bullwinkle, and Bishop is another name for minister, preacher, reverend. So are you ordained minister, or you just use the word bishop?
I'm an ordained minister, but I'm not a bishop. I just took the name bishop so people would listen. Because, see, they don't listen to the reverend, the elder, the pastor, the brother. But they listen to a bishop, and some bishops is the lionest piece of garbage that all around the world. Some bishops ain't nothing but big liars. I just happen to be a bishop talking about something about the truth.
I like that.
So
I'm really
an entertainer, and I just put the name Bishop on my nickname Bullwinkle so people would listen. But I didn't know, I never thought that this thing was going to bust like it did.
Yes.
I had no idea it would do that. I never had an idea or inkling that it would do something. In fact, I shot the video in my front yard, and we just did it. I just did it just as a joke, just to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And your German Shepherds were with you right by your side. That was great.
I got Toby and Sheba, yeah.
I love that.
And I one video I rode the bicycle. I just do stuff that other people don't do.
I notice that.
So, you know, I just do stuff different. I mean, because everybody's looking for this, they look for that, but they ain't looking for this though.
and then your grandmother danced to it, and that went viral too, right?
Yeah, everything I touch seems like it's going. Like I'm giving this interview.
You got the Midas touches, everything turned to gold.
I don't know about the Midas touch. Midas ain't never had no real touch. You got to have the touch of God. You got to have trust in God to do what you do. Midas touch don't do nothing but sell mufflers. I got the God touch. I'm touching spirits, I'm touching souls.
Oh, mufflers. Okay. Chris asked you a question, then I got a question for you, too. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, Bishop Bullwinkle. Have you won any awards for the song, Out to the Gnaw? Have you won, like, any accolades?
No, not for the song. I just got so many people appreciate the song. I haven't put it up in no categories, but I haven't did all that yet. But I intend to put it in categories. I just let it do what it do. And when the time comes, it'll fall where it needs to fall. It'll be recognized.
Yep,
it'll be recognized.
You're getting a Grammy in no time, of course.
Yeah.
Everything take a time. It's a time and a place for everything. But just be still. I ain't worried. I ain't trying to rush. get Song of the Year. I ain't trying to rush and get this talk. I'm not rushing. I'm going to let it do what it do. Because guess what? It don't cost me nothing. Some people pay to get their music and their stuff, their books, into the nomination category. I ain't paying to do nothing. I'm going to let it do what it do.
Okay.
So that's why you see people, they be getting awards. Hell, they be done paid for the spot. So you got 100 people. You got 100 people, but you only get 5 entries in there. Those 5 entries was paid for. But what about the other 95? So they ain't have really much to choose from. So somebody paid more money. When the real deal never got in the category to be a nominated or to be appreciated. I'll let it do what it do. So y'all keep on winning your awards. You just keep on doing what you're doing. And listen to the real stuff. Hell
yeah.
No. Listen
That's
to that.
That's my favorite. Yes. You know, you say you don't preach, but I wish you would because, you know, we have a lot of people, eloquent speakers, and they preach their
Well, they got people they call anointed, and they got people they call appointed. The people you talking about is being appointed. But an anointed person, you don't have to tell them nothing. It'll just come out and flow.
Well,
it's just automatically good.
But you shared with me last night about the minister of music and a young lady. Share that story as you shared with me last night. I thought that was so funny and what happened to you.
This story was this. I have so many to tell. Oh, about the minister of
the
music.
The lady
was,
have an affair, I guess, with the music.
Well, what happened in the church, we was having choir rehearsal. And the young lady was listening at the song and looking at it on her telephone. So the minister of music, he came and he started bashing her because he thought she wasn't paying attention because she was reading it off her phone. Well, he stopped bashing her and she got upset because he called out in front of everybody, about 20 members in the choir, and she went out the side door, came down out the choir stand. So about 15 minutes later, she came back in. And he started back on her again. She started back looking at her phone again. You remember the phone, that's her personal phone. She can do what she want to do with it. So
right.
He started back on her again, and she started crying again. And I saw nobody else say anything. I said, well, hold on, let me break this shit up right now. I said, hey, what color is we going to wear tomorrow? And he said to me, shut up. Don't nobody talk when I'm talking. And what he didn't know was that I had a PhD in niggerology, and that's the science of telling it like this. I said, you punk motherfuckers, you say it again, I come down there and kick your motherfucking ass to sleep. And everybody said, one of the deacons in the church, he said, boy, wait, you can't talk like that. We in the church. I said, well, that motherfucker should have known we was in the church. He said that fucking shit to me. So what happened is later on that night, the pastor of the church called me. He said, Babu, I got 5 members on call and told me that you was cussing in the church tonight. I said, no, sir. I was not cussing in the church tonight. He said, man, I had 5 people call and tell me about this. He said, well, what happened? I said, well, this young lady was on her telephone and your minister of music started bashing her because she was on her phone. He started crying. She went out the side door because she was embarrassed. I said, well, about 15 minutes later, she came back in. And she started looking at her phone again. He started again. I said, well, wait a minute. Let me break this shit up. And I said to him, I said, hey, what color are we wearing tomorrow? And he said to me, shut up. Don't nobody talk when I'm talking. And I said, you punk motherfucker. If you say it again, I'll come down and kick your motherfucking ass to sleep. The pastor then said, well, that's in the church. I said, no, sir. That's in the choir stand. That's what I meant. See what happened. Let me tell you what happened. What happened? When some people, you think it's funny, but I talk real stuff. Some people will talk to you when they got a gang of people around, and they will try to disrespect you. But I don't give a damn if you're in the whole house or poor house. If you fuck with Bishop Bullwink, I'm gonna put something on your ass right there. Then now watch this here. If you whoop my ass, I'm going to try your ass again. If you whoop me the second time, I ain't going to try you the third time because I'm going to be your friend. You ain't going to whoop me the third time. I'm like, hey, buddy, how you doing?
There it is there.
Well, shit. I'm going to be a team player then. So,
that's why I love love you.
That's how I talk real stuff.
You talk real stuff, and also you also have the word. You know, a lot of people, they use a pulpit as a way to sit there and pump their stuff up and try to get everybody to give them accolades. But you know some, we need to hear the real stuff, because a lot of us are going straight to hell because they're hearing the wrong stuff. People are preaching for their stuff and make their stuff look good. But, you know, I'm glad that you got that spirit of honesty. And you tell it like it is. I really, really, really appreciate that about you. And
let me ask you guys something. I got to go.
Okay.
I'm sure most of y'all been around what they call the burying ground. Most people would call it the Garden of Peace, the graveyard. I want to ask you this. Have any of y'all ever seen a buzzard in the graveyard?
No.
You never see a buzzard. Now, as you know, the buzzard is what they call a vulture. He eats the dead. But a buzzard,
no, I never have.
You would never catch a buzzard in the graveyard. Now, why is that? Why is the grave so sacred that a buzzard that eats the dead, you would never catch his ass in the graveyard? And you notice at the graveyard, they release these white birds called doves. You notice when you release the dove, you know the dove is supposed to come back to the house. You notice every time they release a white dove in the graveyard, their whole ass, they get the hell out of there. The only bird that you will find in the graveyard, and that bird sings tweet, 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 tweet. That bird, you will never hear him sing like people lie, twiddly-dee and twiddly-dum. All that bird says, you got to listen, and he or she will sing tweet, 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 and you know what that bird is?
What?
No.
It's a sparrow. It's a sparrow.
Oh.
If God's eyes is on the sparrow, you know he watching your ass. What
I
you said?
Yeah.
Is that why you got to keep your eye on the sparrow, Bishop?
God's eyes is on the sparrow. No, I don't watch the sparrow. I listen to the sparrow. He's trying to tell you something. Hurry up.
That's very insightful. Yeah.
And get your ass out this graveyard. That's what the sparrow is saying.
But with just access, because you're right. I see buzzards always on the road, eating that roadkill. I mean, do you have an answer why buzzards don't eat being in the graveyard? Because I've never seen that until you mentioned
they
that.
They don't because it's been already, it's sacred. That's the place that God is going to resurrect the dead when he comes back to do his judgment. And he don't want nobody disturbing it. Nobody.
Wow.
So the buzzards know that. The buzzards know that instinctively, right?
The buzzards know that they ain't going out there. They ain't going out there.
You're absolutely right. I've never seen that.
Don't see a buzzard in the graveyard.
Oh,
now, you think about if you die outside the road, if you die in your yard, that buzzard will come cut your ass up. But he will not go and will not go near that graveyard.
Oh, wow.
That's another thing about life. Some things you don't do, and that is a don't do. I ain't going out there.
So
that's just a part of life. You have to look and see. Everything has a season. You ever hear the saying about weeping and doing for the night?
But joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes. You know what? You know in the Bible, I think it's in Psalm, weeping during the night. Night means dark time. Night means dark. I mean, there's a dark part in everybody's life. There's a dark part. Sometimes, and a lot of people call it trials and tribulation. It's the nighttime. It's the dark time. Sometimes your old lady, your old man don't treat you right. It's the dark time. Sometimes it might last a day, a week, a month, a year. It's the dark time. But joy comes in the morning. Joy is light.
In the morning.
So sometimes you just gotta wait. Your day is coming. Your day is coming, and it's gonna be joyful. But you gotta put the trust in God. You gotta put the trust in God. Some people go, I love God. Well, wait a minute. How you love God and you won't love your brother? Where the hell that come from? God is about love.
Always.
I can't get along with it. Well, that's why you're having so much damn problem. That's why you got so many. That's why I see a blind man. I see a crippled man. Everybody, when you see sickness, that might be a sickness that you see to save your life. When you see people all messed up, that is a sign for you to get your life right, to save your life. That's what it is. Don't get mad with the person smoking dope, or drinking alcohol, and doing all this stuff. When you eat pork chop, got high blood pressure, hell, you're going to die too if you keep doing that shit against your body. The Bible said, let not your heart be troubled. So Why people let stuff bother them? Get away from me, you workers of it. Get your ass away from me. If it don't bear fruit, cut it off. I don't give a damn who you is. If you ain't helping me, get your ass around me. Goodbye. And that's another. Hell no, to the no, no. I ain't putting up with your ass. Goodbye.
I don't mind. Let me ask you this before we bust up out of here, Bishop Bullwinkle. How did you, I mean, I know you're on tour and you'll be in Columbus, Georgia for this thing Sunday at the Civic Center for Father's Day. I mean, how did they find you to actually be on tour? Because I'm sure you're going to be busy.
I'm all over the world. I get people calling me from all over the world. I'm booked probably now until about Thanksgiving. I got shows booked all over the country. So my phone number is with my videos, if you notice that. People call.
I noticed that.
If I'm available, that's why. That's how come you call. You got my phone number. You know, my all that stuff is there.
Yeah, yeah, but I know pretty soon, because your notoriety is building, that you're going to probably get rid of that number and have somebody handle your stuff, because you're going to have a lot of
knuckleheads. That number could be there. Wait a minute. If it started right here, right, why would I let somebody handle it? Hell, I can handle it. I started out handling it. It's just some calls I won't be able to get. Why? Oh. That means you don't got too big. You don't got too big. People want to talk to people. Sometimes you can talk to people and say they lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got a voicemail. I don't get you now, call me back. I'll get you later.
Yeah. You say get a hold of me. You say get a hold of me, and then we'll hammer out the details later. I saw that part. Yeah.
Yeah, I got all that stuff, man. Come on. Sometimes you can't get me, but sometimes I pick up the phone. I feel like talking. Oh, well, I leave a voicemail. Sometimes the voicemail feels so big. Keep trying. But some people out there don't leave no number. They don't give a damn if they ever hear from me. They want you to buy their product.
That's right.
It's the start right, it's the end right. I knew what I was doing. You don't see nobody else with their phone number out there, do you? So I do mine different. But I also have an answering service, and I just need to keep my phone bill paid so that I can be able to receive these calls and deject these calls. What you said?
Keep it simple, Bush.
Sir?
You got a question real quick?
Yeah, you know, in your song you say, I got kids dropping out of school talking about they don't want to learn, but they standing on the corner rolling blunts. Come on, let's burn. Now, you say we're having problems with kids when we stop prayer in school, Bishop. Why are things so messed
wait
up
minute,
now?
Hold on. Let me tell you where you're going with that. Let me tell you this now. Let me help you out with this now. As you notice in America, we have a bunch of killings in the school now. We have a bunch of killings in the school. You know why we have so many killings in the school? Because they took prayer out of the school.
That's what I'm saying,
They took the prayer out. When I was going to school, every kid in there in the morning had a thing called devotion. Every kid in this class had to say a Bible verse. Then we repeated the Lord's Prayer. Then we sing the national anthem, pledge allegiance to the flag. Let me tell you about this country. I don't have nothing against all these other countries that got all these gods, the Buddhas, the Allahs, and all that stuff. I have nothing against that. I don't have a problem with that. But I think when you come to America, America is in God we trust. I don't have nothing against Buddha, Allah, Shinto, Thor, none of those gods. But in America, it's called In God We Trust. So in these schools, they don't want you to talk about God, because this kid here, he is a Buddhist, he is a Muslim, and they don't want you to talk about this kid in this classroom. But these kids from these other cultures, they came to this country here. So I don't have a problem with you with your gods, but I think you should go over there in the corner and you praise your God. But everybody stand up in this classroom here, we're going to praise the big man himself, God. That's what we're going to do. So in here, because we can't go to the Buddhist country talking about God. We can't go to the Muslim country and talk about God, which it means the same. But we can't say God. We got to say Allah. We got to praise Buddha. We got. If y'all understand where I'm going with this here. But in this country, called God. They even got it on the money. In God we trust. You notice when Saddam Hussein got caught, he had $650,000 American $100 bills that he had with him. On them dollar bills, it was In God We Trust. It wasn't in Allah We Trust.
That's
America
right.
is probably one of the greatest countries in the world. is one of the great, but we got to have respect for everybody's religion. You got to, we can't do that. We got to have respect for one another's religion. We got to do that because it says man shall be saved by his own belief. So if you believe in the oak tree, go on over there and believe in the oak tree. I don't have a problem with that. But I believe in God.
Yeah.
That's what I believe in. But then my God that I talk about, he says, thou shalt have no other God before me. He is a jealous God.
That's
so
right.
So I'm just saying, I mean, everybody entitles their opinion, and I'm not here to offend nobody. That's what I'm saying. I got a bunch of Muslim friends. I got a bunch of Jewish friends. I got a bunch of Catholic friends. I got a bunch of friends that believe in other cultures. But we all friends. We respect one another.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
We respect one another. And that's the key. You got to have respect for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people fail to do.
Well, let me have a question real quick because Mr. Bullwinkle, he can't stay that long with us. And I want you to get your question. That's right. So hurry up, Chris. You got something to say?
Oh yeah, I just want to say, Bishop Bullwinkle, are you on social media, on Twitter, Facebook? Where can we find you?
Bishop Bullwinkle, you go there, you'll see me.
Okay, cool.
On Facebook, I'm there. I don't get in all that other Twitter, Instagram, all that. That's for you other guys. Y'all go do it. It'll get with me. I know about all these other social media. I know about it. It's getting there anyway. I ain't putting it down. I'm all right.
That's right.
Well, you know, just the fact that you decided to tell the truth and wrote that song, Helter, Na Na Na, and how it just went overnight viral, it just shows you.
Well, I got another thing on that did called the county jail. Go look up that. Bishop Bull went to the county jail. I just did a song called Mama. I'm finna do the video. That's my mama laying in the casket because what happened is, people don't appreciate their mother until she's dead. But it's too late because you done disrespected your mother all your life. That's why you see these kids with their pants hanging down on the damn ground. They're on the corner smoking weed. I ain't got nothing wrong with smoking weed, but it's a time and a place to do all that. And they just do it when they get ready. They want to go to school. They want their pants hanging off their ass. I want to know this one. How in the hell are you going to get a job with your pants hanging down by your knee? Who going to hire you?
Nobody.
Who going to do that?
Nah.
So now you had a chance to go to school. Martin Luther King done died for kids to go get an education. Now they don't want to get an education, all that stuff. So you tell me.
Well,
so now we have
people
done died for black and white kids to get along, and these kids acting like a damn fool. Where the hell that come from?
I guess some of that because home training coming up, you know, a lot of times, you know, kids are raising themselves and they don't know what to do. But like my grandkids, the first time you're trying to sag, I'm on it, man. You know, we ain't doing that up in here. And, you know, you're not too big when you put that belt to you, so I don't play that. You're absolutely right. The parents.
Well, that's just the thing. But they come out, they say, well, times didn't change. The Bible ain't never changed. The Bible's still the same. So it's that train of a child. Train up a child when he's young, when he's older, will not depart. You ever notice the bird? I'm going to let you go with this. The bird. You ever see a bird in a nest? The bird goes there, and long as the little bird, baby bird, keep his mouth open, mama going to bring him some food and put it in his mouth. That's what the baby bird receives, long because his eyes is closed. Now, when the baby bird opens his eye, he'll clip up one of his wings. He'll flip one of his wings. Now, watch this. Long as he keeps his eyes closed, long as he keeps it, my mama going to take care of him. But the minute he flips both wings, mama eases upside him in the nest and takes her wing and kick his ass out the nest. It's called fly or die. When you disrespect me, thinking about you too, get your ass out of here. And that little bird that falls out the nest, he never goes back to the nest because he's grown. So when you got these kids around you, they need to do what the hell you tell them to do. If they don't, get their ass out your house.
That's right.
I ain't finna pawn my car. I ain't finna mortgage my house and get your ass out of jail. Now, I might go to jail with you one time, but you'll never see me take my ass to jail with you twice because you was raised better than that.
That's right.
Discipline is what it takes for all kids. Who in the hell talk back to their mother and their father, their grandparents? Who does that?
They
expect to live a long life. It ain't going to happen.
I
was
there. They do that stuff on them TV shows. But, you know, it's something inside of me that way my mother and father raised us, We wouldn't even think about nothing like that. When we get upset, we shut up, go to our room, and mumble to ourselves. We don't even want to be heard mumbling because it's disrespectful. Or we get a, you know, hand to our mouth, you know. So
yeah.
Some people, that's their
name. I was raised that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of my white friends, they're raising their kids. They got this thing called, and I see this here. And you know who started this was Bill Cosby when he had a show early back 20 years ago. And that's why they call him America's Dad. He used to have a thing called Time Out, go stand to the corner and count 1, 2, 3. I just wish that we could have stand in the corner. I wish that mama could have count 1, 2, 3. I wish that I, goddamn it, could have said Time Out. I wish I was, shit, it was Time Out. My mama get another belt, knock my ass out. I go stand in the corner, wait until you get another switch and come in and shit. I could have counted 100, goddamn it, we're going to get my ass whooped. I don't know where this comes from. Bill Cosby did that, and these kids start doing it. Time Out. Go stand there. And they steal me. No, take that belt and whoop that kid's ass. Now, some of y'all been beating them kids wrong. You got to whoop them on the ass. You got to whoop them on the, don't hit them all in the face. Don't hit them in the back. Hit them on the hind. The Bible said, thou should take the rod and beat the devil from the child. Some kids are very mischievous. We all been there, did this here.
Right.
So now, I ain't going to discipline my kid. You mean to tell me you're not going to discipline your kid, and this damn kid eat up all your damn food in the house, drinking your damn water, wearing your heat and your cool air? You done lost your mind. Ain't going to tell me. So when you get a chance, go on YouTube and check out my video called The County Jail.
Well, when is Mama coming out? When is the video coming out?
When the what?
The video for Mama is coming out.
We're getting ready to shoot the Mama. I've been going to a few churches. I want to shoot it in a church. But I'm thinking outside kind of wholeheartedly that I'm going to go to the graveyard and shoot it because ain't nobody out there going to say nothing.
Right. It's going to be your actual mother in the
confession? I'm just going to go out there and do a song. I'm going to do it different from what everybody else is doing. That's why I can sing. I write this stuff. So I can go in the graveyard to let you know this is the final resting place when you disrespect your mama. It's the graveyard. You got to listen to the song and you'll see the story.
Oh, we definitely will. Mark, you got something to say real quick, darling?
No. I'm just saying, well, you know, I did want to say something. You know, it ain't no secret. You know, I did some time in San Quentin, Bishop. And in your song, you say, be glad that you're sitting in jail because you were heading to the cemetery. That was true in my case, too.
Let me tell you about the jailhouse. When I was charged with that child abuse of whooping my son's ass, I used to have Bible study. And if I get 25 young men to the table, 20 of them, you ask them the question, what they going to do when they get out of jail, and 20 of the 25 will tell you they're going to do the same damn thing.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you. When I got to jail, you know the first thing they give you. One of the first things they give you when you go to jail, they give you a Bible.
Wow, I see that all the time. They give you a Bible.
They give you a Bible.
That's all you
now
get.
Now watch
that's
this.
All you get.
They give you a Bible. Now watch this. How come the Bible said, "He that does wrong, let the officer take him to the jail and let him bid his time." Now, when he go and pay his debt, how in the hell is that he can't get a job when he come out? Now, he done paid his debt, they said, to society, but he done paid his debt to law. The law says if you break the law, you will be punished. Now, I done did what I had to do. Now, how come I can't get a job? How come I can't vote? So America is full of shit. They need to reorganize whatever this shit they done wrote out. If I don't put my time in, give me a new lease on life. That's why we have so many repeat offenders. They can't find a job. They give up. They just don't know nothing but just doing this shit over and over again. They just lost it.
And,
Well,
you know something, darling, Bishop Bullwinkle, thank you so much for spending this time with me. And I'm going to wish you happy Father's Day early. And I know.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
I went a little longer talking to you, but I appreciate you not, you know, telling me hell to the no, and just hanging up, because I know you're a rascal.
No, when you got people can help spread the word, it's called, man, do what you think is right, man. Stop telling everybody your business. Have a talk with God. And before
Amen.
You, and especially if you're real mean and somebody done did you real bad, before you talk to that person, you need to pray on it to God so he'll give you the right words to say. Because if you go with them just out of something bad to come out your mouth that you didn't mean to come out.
Right.
That's what I've been doing that, and it works.
Yeah, because people in the job make you so they jealous of you on the job. They'll hit you on the back. They'll go tell the boss he ain't doing the job, and they the one ain't doing the job.
Ain't that the truth?
So I tell people working on jobs, stop going telling the boss who ain't doing the job. If you keep doing what you're supposed to do, the boss will soon see who ain't doing that. You can't work anyway. I'm just coming to do my put my 8 my 10 hours in. I don't give a damn if you don't do your part. I ain't finna go tell the boss you ain't do your. He'll see if he a real boss. He'll see who ain't working. You just keep doing what they hired your ass to do,
and he'll see
who ain't putting out. He'll see the productivity. You ain't got to go tell him. Ralph ain't doing all his part. You ain't got to do none of it. You just do what they paid your ass to do.
You tell the
and
truth,
the next thing you know, and the next thing you know, you have a promotion. Because he never complained. Because he didn't come there to complain. He come there to work because he got a family, he got an obligation he need to take care of.
That's
why
right.
Some people go to jail to raise hell. They go to work to raise hell with the co-workers. Where the hell that come from? They get mad because the old lady didn't give them none that night. They didn't get none. Well, hell, if you act right, you could have got some shit. You pay the bill.
When you decide to get a church of your own, I sure would like to come. Baby, 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 because you like to
listen, I like what that stuff I got to do.
I'm surprised you ain't coming.
God bless y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Let the world know this stuff is real out here. Don't take it for granted. It's real.
No, we won't. We won't. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless
Thank
you. And everybody at Radio Land, y'all listen. Keep it up.
All right.
Thank you.
Day.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well,
hell to the no. To the no, no, no. I love it.
We're going to take a small break and come right back because our time is almost up. We almost hit the whole hour. We only got like 12 minutes left. Let's take a small break and we'll be right back. And we're going to discuss the Bishop Winkle.
Okay. Okay.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own guy. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen it.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day.
No! Who is it? Why is he in my
house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, my
girlfriend. Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Radio, TV, and even the press say what's the meaning of VAPORS. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Kipper, 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 kipper. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drug jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always fast talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. He wasn't no type of big drug dealer. My man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trusts Golden with fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the paper. She caught the paper. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What bonus would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. He said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star, now they call the paper. They call the paper. They call the paper. They call the paper. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee, better known to y'all as Tomasico V. He cut, scratch, transforms with finesse. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanting. Now my cousin born, still try on and on and on to the light breaks of dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then it look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He's walking to the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, born, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but now he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper. Last topic of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MCGJ and crews in town. Shorts crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down camp? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death Deuteronomy at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep it dead or trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, biz, do you remember me from Noble Street, Chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the paper. Yo, they caught the paper. They caught the paper.
Everybody, welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lowell, and this song is Vapors by Biz Markie. And you know, Bishop Bullwinkle, bless his heart, you know, he didn't have much time, but he almost gave us a whole hour. And I just, you know, somehow I was thinking, Chris and Mark, that he could have been a comedian because he was so funny about telling the truth. And I know a lot of people out there are going to be getting offended because he put it out there. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, if people stop being phony, more people will come to Christ.
That's right.
No, we don't need – FCC can't come after us.
Yes.
What I want to know is why buzzards don't go to the graveyard. I'm going to look it up.
That's the good answer. You know, I mean, question, you know, and like he said, even the buzzards know that's sacred ground, you know. And I thought about that. You're right. They'd be all over roadkill, but I've never seen them in the graveyard.
Exactly. I was mistaken buzzards with, like, ants. I thought there were buzzards in the graveyard.
No, baby, no. Those are big birds that are wingspan,
well,
and when you see they out there in the road, you know.
Isn't buzzard another word for vulture? No?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But there are certain things they don't eat, though. I know that. They don't eat skunk.
I don't know. Maybe it's their palate, but they nasty. They eat all kinds of nasty stuff. But they had another name to it. It wasn't vultures, but that's what they are. They're vultures. They eat all the crap that's in the road. Looks nasty, and you'll see them. They're big and black, and they scary looking, you know.
I know some human vultures. All right, you know.
I do too. Eat up everything. You invite them over your house for dinner, and then you won't even have any leftovers. Freeze for the next day.
Yeah.
You know, when he started talking about Bill Cosby, I was going to go there, but then I thought, no, maybe he likes Bill Cosby.
Well, the way he talked, he didn't. You know, he was talking about that timeout, and he was saying he didn't get no timeouts. We ain't never get a timeout.
Yeah.
You know, we got in trouble. We got out behind for real, with our naked butt. And that's, you know, and I try to be slick. I try to put a plate in my underwear, you know, so I wouldn't get beat so hard. My mother said, "Why are your butt so round?" And she pulled my clothes up and pulled the plate out. Man, she tore my butt up something fierce, man.
Ooh.
You know.
Yeah. Sometimes timeouts don't work. You know, I was raised on spanking, but Mark, my partner, he never got spanked, and he turned out pretty good. So I guess different kids are different.
Right, because I don't know what it's like to be raised without being spanked, you know. And for people who said they never did that, that's like an anomaly to me. I said, really? How y'all escaped that, you know? And so I just do how I was learned, you know. And when my grandkids would get all crazy, I tear their honey up because I felt like you act up, you get tore up, you know. So. But, you know, I'm just grateful for y'all being here and hanging out with Bishop Bowie. It was a blessing.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
My pleasure, man.
Yeah.
Thankful for the viewers here listening. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And we've been doing it, talking back and forth, you know, and then he said, well, yeah, I can do it. And he called last night. He was just talking trash. And I'm saying to myself, this is a preacher talking like this. Go on now. Wow.
Well,
he's talking about somebody's tail up in the what do you say, in the choir part or whatever? He's something else. He had just called as soon as we went to commercial, and I told him he can call me back in about 15 minutes. I said, because right now we're still on the air. But bless his heart, I appreciate you. And when you tune in to listen to the archives, Bishop Bullwinkle, thank you so much from Terry, Chris, and Mark for being on the show.
Yes.
And on all
yes.
Thank you.
He didn't have to spend time with us, but he did. That was so nice.
Oh.
Yeah, and on that note, baby, we're going to leave this show by playing his song one more time. For people who haven't heard it, this is Bishop Bullwinkle's song, Hail to the Na Na Na. Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
Come on,
Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
See you next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, let it go, let it go. My name, Bishop Bullwinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on! First, I want to thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot of
Tell the devil, hell no.